Proverbs 16:22 says, "Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly." In our previous devotion, we discussed the practical effects of having understanding and how it is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. But we didn't have time to get into those last five words, "unto him that hath it." Have you ever given that much thought? When you've been dealing with someone who appears to be capable of intelligent thought and is otherwise capable of doing life, as we call it, and yet they seem to function in a cloud of foolishness. A guy goes to work, pays his bills, seems to be reasonable throughout the day, but then he goes home and spends his evening smoking pot, drinking to excess, spending his free time like a useless lush. Or that woman who is so level-headed on the job and faithful to show up on time and has good attendance, top-notch performance, gets along well with folks on the job, but has chosen a man and probably has a history of men who are no good. Maybe she goes from one man to the next, always with men of bad character who frequently abuse her, cheat, and run off, even men who are freeloaders or who work only enough to pay the bills and spend all spare money on their vices. We could go on and on listing the various examples of men and women, as well as teenagers, who just seem to lack any understanding of just how horrible their life choices and their private lives really are. So what do you and I do about it? Well, the only thing we can do is try to be an influence as we pray to God for him to work in their lives and wake them up spiritually, because ultimately the reality is this is a spiritual issue. Remember when King Solomon asked for wisdom instead of wealth, power, or long life? In 2 Chronicles 1:12, the Lord said, "Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like." And we're reading right now the wisdom of Solomon, written down in these Proverbs. And yet, as Solomon got older, he laid aside this wisdom and made shipwreck of his life. 1 Kings 11 describes the fall of Solomon. We don't have time to read the whole thing, but I encourage you to take a few minutes and look at what happened to the man that was given wisdom like no man ever had, only surpassed by Jesus himself. But once Solomon sinned and began marrying wives of foreign nations, he was given over to the worship of false gods, which is the worship of devils, by the way. And it says in 1 Kings 11:4, "For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father." It was a matter of the heart. And once the Lord no longer had Solomon's heart, then Solomon became void of understanding. Solomon himself had once written in Proverbs 12:11, "But he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding." Solomon's wives were vain persons, and as he followed them, he demonstrated that he had become void of understanding. You and I must make that choice. We can't make that choice for anybody else, but we can make that choice for ourselves. Will we remain true to God, filled with his word, with obedient hearts, and be one of those described here as him that hath it? Or will we be like Solomon, following vain persons and become void of understanding? That's the choice that you and I have to make, and we make it every day. May the Lord grant us the understanding that only comes from him and from his word. As we submit to him and to his word as our authority and source for wisdom, and as our guide for the choices we make in life, then we will remain among him that hath it.